Many of you may not know who Pat Quinn is, but you all know something he started. Pat Quinn is the guy who started the Ice Bucket Challenge back in 2014.
For ALS.
Yes, for ALS. He does have ALS, and shortly after he had started the Ice Bucket Challenge, his ALS, you know, of course, it just kind of relentlessly continues in person's lives. He lost his ability to speak, walk, or use his hands. Okay. Now, the Ice Bucket Challenge, side note, raised $115 million.
It went all over the place.
It did. And all of that money went for ALS research. So here's the really cool part. Pat Quinn has his voice back.
Really?
He has not been able to speak in 3 years. But thanks to this research that was done for ALS, he is now able to speak in his own voice.
Huh.
He had been using text and computerized voice-like things to special and all this eye-gazing technology to communicate with others, just like Stephen Hawking had. But now, thanks to this, they were able to clone his voice, which I find interesting. They had to use recordings of his interviews that he had done before he had lost the voice, and algorithms to analyze several things. And they've digitally recreated his speech, and it's hooked up like to him, and he can speak once more
Incredible.
In his voice. So look at that. One random guy starts a random fun thing. We all participate, and he's making a real, real difference in people's lives.
Wow. Using the internet for a positive fashion.
Millennials get a bad rap, but I thought that this was kind of cool. They might be the tech generation, but millennials, it turns out, appreciate the art of handwriting more than any other age group.
Do we?
Yeah.
Cool.
A survey of 2,000 American adults sought to uncover our relationship with handwritten notes, handwriting, and email in the digital age. Results show that millennials not only appreciate writing more, but they are more likely to keep a handwritten keepsake than those in their 50s.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's totally true. I thought you meant like, you know, appreciate like learning cursive or something. I'm like, I don't care about cursive. However, like handwritten notes, like I try to write handwritten thank you notes when I can. And I certainly keep handwritten cards and things like that and write things on cards for my kids. It's interesting. It seems more
personal, tangible.
And it seems, I mean, it does seem like a keepsake nowadays when
you really get something handwritten.
So
it says, according to the results of the survey, 81% of respondents consider a handwritten note to feel more meaningful than an email or text, with millennials leading the pack.
Hmm.
The study also definitely points to a decline in people writing by hand in lieu of more convenient technology. 33% of Americans have not received a handwritten note in over a year, with 15% saying it's actually been longer than 5 years.
Really?
Since they've gotten a handwritten note.
Huh.
So the lesson here, kids, is to just take 2 minutes today, find a little piece of paper, note card, something, write a little message on it, plunk a stamp on it, and send it in the mail.
Here's the thing. Kids going to school, write a note to your teacher or maybe some of the administrative staff that's there. Write a note to your parents.
A friend.
Creating a culture of gratefulness is such a wonderful thing. And saying, hey, it means I took the extra time to show you that you mean something to me and I'm thankful for the role that you play in my life. So, good tips.
Okay, we're heading to Vancouver, Washington here, where a high school teacher was going to be giving a physics exam.
Okay.
High school physics. Told his students, no cell phones are allowed. Not even just to listen to music. You know, a lot of kids like to listen to music. They listen to music when they study, and then you test better if you recreate that. So I said, no cell phones allowed because you can use them to cheat. Absolutely no cell phones allowed. So, fine. However, one of the students managed to get around this by bringing a record player to class. Vinyl. Old school, baby. Vinyl. He brought a whole record player with him.
I must have my music.
Like a portable record player. And he put his headphones on. Apparently he had a a headphone jack on there.
I was going to say, do those come with headphone jacks, or do they need some sort of adapter?
Like, there's this like resurgence of vinyl now.
So they so it wasn't like an original, is kind of the recreation that plays the 45s.
So nice. I love the ingenuity, but I think we all just need to give the teachers out there a little shout out, because the things these kids come up with, my goodness.
You're raising a brilliant younger generation, but they are troublesome at times.
Let's not break the rule, but let's bend it.
Let's just see how close we can get to the edge.
He wasn't disturbing anyone else.
Teachers, thank you.
We love you.
Make it through. You've got, what, 6 weeks or so left?
Not long now.
Keep on pushing toward the end.
I really enjoy trying new foods. I think it's one of life's great little adventures, and I enjoy trying new foods. I think it's fun. Even if they're really odd, I really do enjoy it. However, in North Carolina, there's a joint called Bull City Burger.
All right.
Not so sure that I'm going to go there for a burger.
North Carolina has delicious barbecue.
Well,
it's fantastic.
This place has an exotic meat month.
Oh.
Which celebrates by serving burgers made from meats eaten around the globe.
So people actually do somewhere eat this.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be.
The offerings during this promotion include burgers made from, I'm so sorry, people, alligator.
Okay.
Which, okay.
I mean, some people do that. Yeah, not really my taste, but sure.
Iguana? Python?
Yeah.
Bison?
Yeah, bison meat's excellent.
Turtle?
Sure. Why would you eat a turtle?
Or bugs? The current specialty offers the tarantula challenge. Brave customers who clean their plate get a tarantula challenge t-shirt. What that is the you got to eat the tarantula burger, which will run you $30.
Please tell me that there's not an actual tarantula, that it's just, it has tendrils of fries or something like that that look like a spider.
Let me tell you about it. It's 100% North Carolina pasture-raised beef burger. Sounding so good.
Sure.
So
good,
far, so good.
Yeah.
With Gruyere cheese.
Okay.
So good. And an oven-roasted tarantula.
Whoa.
Served with spicy chili sauce and fresh house-baked buns.
Who's the guy who has to be in charge of getting the fresh tarantulas and oven-roasting them? Because I'm guessing they want to get out of there.
It says they're lightly salted. No!
Because that makes it okay.
I will try the tarantula burger. Hold the tarantula, please. I just... What? No, they're...
Instead of giving you those little bowls of peanuts, they just have air sick bags on every single table.
So bad.
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.